Today is Thursday, November 5th. The projected winners in more states have been called. We've got an update on the presidential race, and we'll tell you about the legal challenges that could mean even if a winner is declared, it still might not be over. We'll also tell you where the House and Senate stand. Plus, win or lose, Biden set a new election record, which Google searches spiked on election night, and explaining the Electoral College. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. America is still anxiously waiting to find out who won the presidential election. And really, the deciding votes could come down any minute now. Joe Biden locked down projected wins in the critical states of Wisconsin and Michigan yesterday, putting him just 6 electoral votes away from victory. As of early this morning, only 5 states still have not been called: Alaska, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina. Alaska is expected to go for President Trump. The other 4 are toss-ups. If Biden wins just one of them, he'll win the presidency. President Trump would have to win more of the uncalled states, but he does still have a possible path to victory as well. Keep in mind, if Biden wins, don't expect Trump to concede. Already, the Trump campaign announced it'll be asking for a recount in Wisconsin. Trump's campaign manager cited irregularities in some Wisconsin counties, but he didn't provide specifics. As for why it's taking so long, it's all those mail-in ballots. They can take more time to verify and count than in-person ones. And of course, there were millions more this year than normal because of the pandemic. Plus, it's a very close race, so every vote really does count, especially in those swing states. Election officials have said they'd rather be accurate than fast. And by the way, even if Joe Biden does not win, he's already made history. He broke a record for the most votes ever cast for an American presidential candidate. More than 72 million Biden votes have been counted so far. The previous record was set in 2008, when about 70 million people voted for President Barack Obama. And it's possible both Biden and Trump end up breaking that record. About 68.5 million votes have been counted for Trump so far, and millions of votes still need to be counted. So stay tuned. The Trump campaign is not happy about some voting rules, so it's filing lawsuits in 3 battleground states. First, in Pennsylvania, Trump sued over the state law that lets election workers receive and count mail-in ballots up to 3 days after the election, as long as they were postmarked by Election Day. This is a new legal challenge to that rule. But just before the election, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court already struck down a similar challenge, saying the votes are allowed. So this issue could end up in the U.S. Supreme Court before the year is out. In another lawsuit, the Trump campaign also tried to stop Michigan from tallying votes before news outlets called the state for Joe Biden. The campaign says it was denied access to observe the process, but the state's attorney general and secretary of state said both parties got access and ballots were counted fairly. And finally, the Trump team asked a Georgia court to make sure late-arriving mail-in ballots were not being counted, since Georgia's laws prevent that. Of course, these legal challenges are not much of a surprise. President Trump said before the election, and again early Wednesday morning, that he'll take this to the Supreme Court. The Biden campaign attorney reacted, saying if Trump does decide to go to the high court, quote, he will be in for one of the most embarrassing defeats a president has ever suffered. To be continued. There are new questions surrounding the U.S. Postal Service because of untraced mail-in ballots. Here's how the controversy started. The USPS said nationwide about 300,000 ballots received entry scans, so they came into the mail processing facilities, but not exit scans. This happened across 15 states, including key battlegrounds like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, and Georgia. So civil and voting rights groups like the NAACP filed a lawsuit over this. They said they wanted more information to make sure there wasn't a problem. And it prompted a judge to order the USPS to conduct ballot sweeps at a dozen processing plants to make sure no ballots were held up. Well, the USPS told the court postal workers ran these types of sweeps and only found a handful of ballots. A spokesman added, just because those 300,000 ballots weren't scanned doesn't mean they weren't delivered and counted. And the president of the largest postal worker union agreed, telling Recode these ballots might not have been scanned because they actually got higher priority for delivery. Specifically, quote, we weren't worried about the scan, we were worried about getting to the Board of Elections on time. So at this point, it's not really clear how many, or if any, ballots were not delivered on time, though more information about this could come soon. Either way, the Washington Post says it's unlikely to affect the outcome of the presidential race in key swing states. It's looking more like the balance of power will stay the same in Congress. Remember, Democrats already secured the majority they already had in the House, and now it seems Republicans are doing the same in the Senate. Every race has not been called yet, but of those that have been decided, Republicans held onto their seats in more than half a dozen states, from Montana to Maine to South Carolina. So Democrats have a very slim chance at this point of gaining Senate control. Just like with the presidency, the Senate could come down to races in North Carolina and Georgia. Still, anything is possible, so we'll keep you updated. One thing we do know for sure is come January, Congress will include a lot more people from diverse backgrounds. For example, New York elected the nation's first two openly gay black men to Congress. New Mexico became the first state to elect all women of color to the House. History was also made in Missouri. Democrat Cori Bush is the first black woman from Missouri to ever be elected to Congress. And finally, in North Carolina, Republican Madison Cawthorn became the youngest person elected to Congress in modern history. He's only 25 years old. All right, we have much more news coming up, but first, a quick break because this episode is brought to you by Just Egg. Did you know a plant can scramble like an egg? Yes, it can. I just tried Just Egg for the first time, and I was so impressed by how much their plant-based egg scrambled, cooked, and had the look and texture of a real egg. I had it with my avocado toast, but I also plan to try it as an omelet, breakfast sandwich, use it for French toast. The options are endless. It's also protein-packed, but has no cholesterol. It's perfect for anyone looking to take a step toward more of a plant-based diet. And it's better for the planet as well. Just Egg is made with mung beans, using much less water and fewer carbon emissions than a conventional egg. And get this, Just Egg is now the number one fastest-growing egg brand in the U.S. You can get Just Egg now on Amazon Prime Now, or Instacart, or at Whole Foods, your local grocery store, or co-op in the egg aisle or frozen section. Just Egg, a better egg for you and the planet. Thank you, Just Egg, for sponsoring this podcast. Now, back to the news. Today, we want to go through a couple more ballot issues that were decided on Election Day. One of the most controversial ones came out of Oregon. Voters in the Beaver State decided to decriminalize small amounts of hard drugs, not just marijuana. We're talking about cocaine, heroin, meth, and more. This decision means people caught with small amounts of those drugs will not be arrested, but they'll be given a violation instead, similar to a traffic ticket. They'll get the option to either pay a fine or go to new addiction recovery centers, paid for by the tax revenue from the state's legal marijuana sales. Of course, people caught with larger amounts could still get jail time, and if they're caught with what's considered a commercial amount, they'll still be charged with a felony. Another ballot measure to mention, Mississippi has now officially replaced its Confederate-themed flag. Remember, it was the last U.S. state flag to feature the Confederate battle cross, and the state legislature decided to scrap that design over the summer. So instead of the old stars and bars, the new design has a magnolia flower in the middle of a star circle and the phrase, "In God We Trust." Now that voters have officially given the okay, the flag is already flying outside certain government buildings and at the University of Mississippi in Oxford. It appears Americans turn to comfort food and alcohol to cope with the stress of election night. According to Google Trends, searches for junk food reached all-time highs on Tuesday. People search for things like pizza near me and cookies near me. The search for liquor stores near me also hit a new high, and CNN reports the company Drizly, which delivers alcohol, saw orders increase 68% compared to the previous four Tuesdays. Astronomers think they've solved a cosmic mystery. It has to do with so-called fast radio bursts. Those are powerful emissions of radio waves in space. They've been reported in recent years throughout the universe, and no one knew what caused them until now. As the AP reports, astronomers were able to track a burst back to a so-called magnetar. That's a unique type of star that has more mass than our sun, but is squeezed into an area about the size of Manhattan. So in other words, it's an insanely dense star. It occasionally spews bursts of radio waves, and that's what's been causing this mysterious phenomenon. The good news is, scientists say these kinds of radio bursts are not dangerous to humans, not even the most powerful ones. In the past, astronomers have had as many as 50 different theories for what causes the bursts, including aliens. Now, even though they've narrowed one cause down to the magnetars, that doesn't mean it's the only source. So the research continues. The rapper Drake has set yet another music record. He's now had 21 hits on Billboard's R&B and hip-hop chart, and that's the most of all time. Drake even beat out icons Aretha Franklin and Stevie Wonder to set the new record. His new song, Laugh Now, Cry Later, is what pushed him over the edge. It debuted at number 2 10 weeks ago and has since reached the top spot. By the way, Drake has also had the most songs on the Hot 100 chart, which includes music from all genres. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is about the Electoral College and how exactly each state weighs in on the presidential race. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that connects you with a dermatologist online who can prescribe you products to meet your skincare goals. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history, then snap a few makeup-free selfies, and your board-certified dermatologist will get back to you within 24 hours with a customized treatment plan. I did this mostly as a preventative measure. Then the dermatologist even noticed some things that I wasn't aware of, and when I had questions about it, she got back to me quickly with all of the answers. It made the whole process simple and affordable. So get your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com for only $5 when you use our code NEWSWORTHY. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com and click Begin Visit. Then use the code NEWSWORTHY at sign up, and you'll get your dermatology visit for only $5. That's APOSTROPHE, apostrophe.com, and use that code NEWSWORTHY to get your dermatology visit for only $5. Okay, now back to explaining the Electoral College. For a presidential election, there are a total of 538 Electoral College votes in play around the country. And the winner needs more than half of those, at least 270, to claim victory. Each state is given a certain number of electoral votes based on how many representatives it has in the House plus two senators. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter how close the race is within a particular state. In 48 of the 50 states, whoever ends up winning that state gets all of the state's votes in the Electoral College. The only exceptions are in Nebraska and Maine, where the electoral votes are split up by congressional districts. Of course, that's why there are times when one candidate can win more individual votes across the country, also known as the popular vote, but not win the actual election. This system was set up by the U.S. Constitution. Only five times in history has the person who won the presidential election not won the popular vote. Most recently, that happened in 2016. Some people have suggested getting rid of the Electoral College altogether, saying it ignores the will of the people. But not everyone agrees. Supporters of the Electoral College say it keeps states in charge of elections and preserves checks and balances. Either way, it would take a constitutional amendment to make the change. And that's your Thing to Know today. All right, thank you so much for listening. Before you go, I have a quick note that The Newsworthy has been nominated for the Discover Pods Awards. So if you enjoyed this show and are up for taking just 30 seconds to a minute today to vote for us and help us win, we would so appreciate it. Simply go to awards.discoverpods.com, click Vote Now, and choose The Newsworthy in two categories, Best Overall Podcast and Best Podcast Hosted by a Woman. You don't have to vote in any other categories if you don't want to. Voting ends this Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, so vote today. Again, go to awards.discoverpods.com. We'll put a link in today's episode notes as well. Thank you so much for taking a minute to support the show today. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with more news for Friday and the weekend. Until then, have a great day.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.